Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting from live from warm Austin, Texas. So we have a really exciting show, and actually a series of shows that we're going to be doing the rest of the week. And they're all on kind of an interesting topic, and the topic is being happy. Now, why did we choose that topic? It's because if you were to go and poll 100 people and ask what their primary aim of life was, it would be they would say things that basically revolved around the words freedom, being happy, being self-actualized, those sorts of things. And so what Julie and I did is we spent last weekend sort of drilling down on what the essence of the qualities are of happy people. What makes someone feel happy? Because happy is an emotional state, of course, but happy also means different things to different people. And so what we're going to be doing for the rest of this week is we're going to be sharing with you the 25 characteristics, the 25 traits that Julie and I see as being the commonalities amongst people that are consistently happy. Because, guys, at the end of the day, it's a choice. Being happy, feeling like you've accomplished something, it's a choice. It's a choice that's based on your values and really what you hold dear and near to your heart. So I don't want to spend a lot more time talking about the topic. I just want to jump right in. But before we do, I want to remind a lot of you have been requesting free coaching calls at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And I know for a while, a couple of weeks ago, there was a two-day delay before you got your free coaching call. Well, we're now able to give you a free coaching call sometimes the same day, if not the morning of the following day. So we have 11 coaches that are sitting at their desks, and they're ready to give you guys a coaching call. And this isn't just some sort of, you know, wimpy sales call. This is an actual 30 to 90-minute coaching call where you're going to walk away with a specific plan. So be prepared. Don't be in your car driving to an appointment. Take this seriously because you could walk away from this coaching call having a sense of direction that maybe you're not experiencing now. And remember, when you request a free coaching call, just by requesting it, we give you our we have many books. We have 8 books, but I'm going to give you a copy of Real Estate Treasure Map, which is our business plan, and Think and Grow Rich. Now, both of these are on Amazon, and if you'd like to hop over to Amazon and buy them, well, I'd certainly appreciate that. But the reality of it is we'll give them to you for free for just requesting a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So, Julie, without any further delay, let's just jump right in.
Okay, perfect. So, again, we're talking about what are the traits of happy people, and a lot of this is by special request. This is obviously a mindset call. So think about adopting these traits. If you have them, get more out of them. If it's something you haven't considered before, what are the steps that you can do to work on this? So, in fact, after every point, we actually have a little bit of coaching homework. So pay attention, take some good notes. And, of course, if you need extra help, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So point number one, traits of happy people. Happy people actually find the good in any situation. They are glasses half full types on purpose. Now, some of them are more naturally this way, but most are consciously this way. In other words, they choose to be positive. And Tim, you're going to see a theme through all of these points about choice and deciding to be happy. So what's an agent do with that thought? Happy people find the good in any situation. Well, I wrote down the action is to observe how often you consciously or subconsciously declare something to be either good or bad. Replace that with saying, it's too soon to tell, to get out of judgment and into possibility. Happy people methodically create happiness versus passively accepting what's happening to them. So there's a lot to that point, Tim. Does that make sense? Sometimes I wonder if I'm presenting this in a digestible way.
Well, so the essence of saying to yourself, it's too good to too soon to tell, the essence of that is that you disengage from having negative thoughts follow a label of bad. So, for example, let's say you have an experience where a seller fires you, okay? And sure, that's on the surface, that's bad. And if you just start to wallow in that feeling, what's going to happen is you're going to start to manifest other little bits of negativity. And sometimes those little bits of negativity turn into a negative day, week, month, year. That's how it happens. You know, sometimes we have free coaching calls with folks and we'll start talking to them and they'll just basically have a negative mindset and they know it and they'll be, you know, wanting to figure it out. They're wanting to, well, why do I feel this way? Why do I this? Why do I that? Well, the asking of the why is in essence the same thing as kind of celebrating a bad experience or having labeled something bad. You just don't think about what caused it in that particular example. You just move beyond it. You just start taking the positive actions. And the same goes true when you label something as good. So you could have a great experience. You just sold a killer listing, made a ton of money. Yeah, that is a great experience. But if you go and you label that as like, well, that was a good experience, saying it's too soon to tell, the same thing can actually start to happen because you're spending too much time celebrating it. You stop paying attention to the important nitty-gritty things that it took for you to get that listing or have that good financial experience in the first place. So keep your emotions between the lines and have it's too soon to tell as your own personal mantra when it comes to experiences. Think of the people you know that are successful. Think of the people that you know that are consistently successful. It might have been a better way for me to say that. One of the characteristics they have is what? They have a calmness about them. They have a consistency about them. They don't go from the, you know, the bottoms of the bottom to the peaks of the peaks, right? They absolutely positively live by it's too soon to tell. Julie?
Yes, excellent. So point number two, happy people accept responsibility. They do not blame their emotional state on others. Happy people understand and embrace their power to create the desired outcome. As a result of accepting responsibility, it makes them proactive. So not all of these happy points are going to be super warm and fuzzy. Some of it is, let's be honest, types of points, like this one. Happy people actually accept the responsibility for it. They have specific goals. Their daily, weekly, and monthly actions are based on those goals. Unhappy people are generally goalless, thus their actions are unfocused and sporadic. So what do you do at this point? Here's the action. Actually review your goals. Now, for some of you, that's where you've got to start. And quite frankly, that's one of the number one reasons to have a coach is for somebody to get you to take your goals seriously, not just to set them, but to do something with it. So the action here is to create, revamp, replace goals you've already achieved. If you don't have any goals, begin by writing down what you don't want in life, what you want to change. Invest in your future with real estate treasure map. That's something that we do. You know, our existing coaching clients know what we're talking about there. But again, our point is happy people accept responsibility for it, and that causes them to be proactive. Well, what does that mean? It means they have goals that they're going after on a daily basis. So ask yourself, so if, you know, somebody puts you on the spot, what are your goals? Go ahead.
But Julie, the essence of what you said was the first line, right? Happy people accept responsibility. You guys should say that to yourselves. Accepting responsibility for everything, you know, kind of ties into the first point, but accepting responsibility for everything, having nothing, don't ever allow yourself to feel like a victim, even if, like, on the surface you were. And I give this example sometimes to coaching clients that have a tendency to develop this victim mentality. So let's say, for example, you're driving in a parking lot, you're going to the store today, and some lady backs into your car, some guy backs into your car, and it's not your fault, totally and completely a victim on the surface of that exact, of what happened. I mean, you didn't cause her to, or him to put it in reverse. You didn't, right? So you're a victim. Everyone will say, poor you, including you. Well, how can you possibly take responsibility for that? It wasn't even your fault. But had you decided to park in a different spot, you know, had you decided to be at the store earlier or later? I mean, these are all decisions that you made unconsciously. I'll give you that. But you were responsible for them. So that is an extreme example of taking responsibility. But if you take responsibility for everything that happens in your life, again, even the things that societally we're told aren't our fault, you will sense very quickly that you have more power and control of your life than you think. It's when you say things aren't your fault or when you allow yourself to be labeled as a victim in any level, that's when you give your power up. That's when you lose control. That's where you become beholden to, frankly, many times other people. So break free of that and be responsible for everything that happens in your life, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever it is. Take responsibility. That is a key critical mindset issue when you're working on, again, successful, ever-increasing levels of financial splendor and happiness. Point three, Julie?
Point number three is that happy people attract other positive relationships and actively avoid negative ones. They are and attract, quote, battery chargers versus battery drainers. If we're thinking about people that you know that make you feel happier, they're charging your battery, versus people that you walk away from maybe a lunch meeting or maybe you negotiated something in your real estate practice and you just feel exhausted. Well, that person was a battery drainer. So what's a person to do about this? Well, here's your action. Make a list of people who make you happy and people who bring you down. Stop talking to and hanging out with those who drain your mental and emotional battery. Set coffee or brunch dates with people you're excited to know and motivated by. Hire a coach who will motivate you and hold you accountable to your goals. So again, we're talking about being proactive here, Tim. You can't just go through life and say, well, I guess that's who I'm going to hang out with. You can be in charge of this. Make a list of people who make you happy, hang out with them, and dump the ones that are battery drainers. You don't even have to make a big deal about it. You don't have to make an announcement to the world. You know what? These three people, they're just not for me. I'm going to call them and break up with them. You don't have to do that. You just have to basically put them on the on silent mode and replace your time with them with people who actually do make you happy, who charge your battery, make you feel good. And this is also a lesson in terms of how you make other people feel, a little introspection. Are you personally a battery drainer or a battery charger? So that might be an interesting thing to ask people that you're around and maybe take some steps if you feel that you're somebody that brings people down. Okay, so I remember, Tim, when you and I would go to certain listing appointments, both, you know, as a couple, and they would both be battery drainers, and you would just feel like, you know, the life had been sucked right out of you. And then other people would be like, wow, they were really interesting, fun types. I'm really happy to know them. I think maybe we would be friends with them after the transaction. And you'd always have that feeling right after you met with them. Well, that's an indication of battery drainer or battery charger. But it requires being conscious about it.
The key word is the word feeling. And so sometimes we get so caught in our circle of friends, and they could even be family members, they could be work people, they could be whatever, whatever, and you don't know that they have become battery drainers. You have allowed yourself, or again, Julie makes a really good point, maybe you're the actual drainer. So ask yourself and monitor how you actually feel. What's your internal barometer telling you about that person? So when you actually think of a person, just right now, think of a person that you see on a regular basis, and don't have them be your immediate family, okay, because that's a little bit emotionally difficult to work through. Just stay focused on, say, for example, someone you know professionally, and just ask yourself, when you're around that person, does just the very thought of being around that person, does it make you feel happy, or does it make you feel drained? So do that test, and that will, you know, and trust your first answer. Your first instinct is the truest thing that you're going to basically be able to come up with. That's your intuitive response to the question that you've just asked yourself. So Julie suggested you write a list of all the folks that are in your life. Run them through that filter. When I think of this person, what is my first emotion? Is it, do I feel excited, motivated? Do they add to my life, or do they take away from my life? Are they rechargers, or are they drainers? So you guys got to really think about that. And again, you might find that you are the drainer. And the best thing for you to do about that is by accepting it and then start moving towards changing your mindset and changing your approach. Because the essence of the point, of this point in particular, is that you become like the people that you associate with. You've probably been exposed to that thought before, but it's so true. If you find yourself in a rut, emotionally, financially, physically, spiritually, educationally, chances are you've surrounded yourself with other people that are in that same exact rut. You have, like a magnet, drawn to you other people that are in the exact same state, because generally speaking, happy, successful, financially well-off, spiritually balanced, physically well-off, you know, well-being folks, they will not voluntarily hang around people that are drainers. Now, they might get paid to hang around people like that, but for the most part, they will, from in the aspects of their life where they can choose and who they choose to be around, you will not find that they associate themselves with people that are like that. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Tim, Julie, I want to be successful, but everybody I know around me is kind of a loser, okay? You know, just to be direct. And if that's the case, What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to continue to improve yourself, because the successful battery charger types, they have yet to find you, because you have yet to basically position yourself as somebody that they'd want to be around. When you are someone that they want to be around, you will attract them to you. They're out there. And they don't necessarily, I'm not talking just about, you know, financially well-off people. You could find people in your immediate environment that are not associating themselves with you because you're the drainer. Now, if you start to clear up your mindset, you start to take responsibility for your behavior, then what you're going to experience is you're going to experience a little epiphany that all of a sudden you're starting to fill your life with folks that reinforce the behaviors that lead to you being happy, that, by the way, will also reinforce the behaviors that lead you to being financially well off. Jules?
That's right. So the next one, I think we all probably can think to have examples of this. And I have a couple of really clear examples that I refer to in my mind. And the point is this, number four, happy people rarely complain and are repulsed by chronic whiners. Complaining is like a magnifying glass over negative emotions. It only serves to make them worse. So here's your action. Make a commitment to never complain again. As soon as you hear yourself, ask yourself if you have the power to change what you're complaining about. If you do, make the change. If you don't, stop your whining. And Tim, I remember distinctly, you know, when my grandma was near the end of her life and she was about 98, 99 years old and just started having some issues, I remember actually thinking, you know what? I've known my grandma my whole entire life, and this is the first time I ever remember her complaining about anything. And it was like joint pain or something like that that she's kind of mentioned. And I just remember stopping thinking, gosh, that's weird, you know? I can't remember her ever complaining about anything. Not that she never had anything to complain about, I'm sure, but it just wasn't her thing. I remember in college when I was working at, you know, when I was an elf at Christmas Village, right? And there was this lady named Judy Bergen. Same thing. Never had a foul word to say about anybody or anything. She just was positive. Now, does that mean she didn't have anything to complain about or any negative thoughts? No, of course not. She just chose not to share them with everyone else. And as a result, you know, they're both battery chargers, absolutely. And, you know, these are getting to be fairly old examples I have, but very solid ones. So I think everyone can probably stop and ask themselves, who do they know who is a non-complainer? And what is their opinion of that person? It's an interesting thought process, right? So,
well,
action.
But
yeah, go ahead.
Societally, Julie, societally.
Yeah. Working against them
right
for
now,
sure.
Right, working against them, because it's almost like societally people feel like they have to bitch and complain, and they have to have problems, and they have to be negative, and they have to, you know, that it's weird, but it's true. People are attracted to the negative. There's been tons and tons of studies that have been done on, you know, news stories, right? So why you guys, you notice that there's generally speaking not a lot of really overtly positive news stories. Like you never hear on CNN them doing a radio show or doing a TV show about this topic. You just, it would be rare because people like the drama. They like the negative. That's not something that's always been true. When you go back maybe only 20 years, maybe only 15 years, you'll see that people didn't act like that. That's a relatively new phenomenon. Personally, I think people are going to get sick of it, and then we're going to start basically having an obvious shift back towards the societally having a more positive mindset, and hopefully that happens sooner than later. But at present, you know, it's tough because you're constantly being surrounded by you know, complainers. You're constantly being surrounded by people that want to label themselves as victims. That, again, doesn't have to be you. You can choose to essentially have the feelings that you have. And if you have allowed a negative feeling to enter into your life, to become maybe even a negative mindset, it was a choice. You can choose not to have that emotion any longer. Your feelings that you have throughout the day, even listening to this radio show for just the last 15, 20 minutes, your feelings have changed. They've bounced all over the place. Just take a moment and just think about that for a second. There's tens of thousands of you that listen to us every single day. You know, so tens of thousands of emotions have happened during the past 15 or 20 minutes, maybe even millions and billions of emotions. So the moral of the story is your emotional state, how you feel, changes all the time. It's a chemical thing. It's from you listening to things. And you, I mean, if you're listening to us driving, maybe you saw something, maybe whatever, whatever. So if you could just accept the fact that your feelings and your emotions pretty much change constantly and you don't have to be a victim to them. In other words, you can start being the sentinel or the guard or the filter for how you actually feel. So when you have a negative emotion enter into your life, all you've got to do is catch it. And the way you do that is you basically say, how do I feel at present? How am I actually feeling? You guys should do that right now. How do I feel? How do I actually feel? Do I feel excited, happy? Do I feel motivated? Do I feel sad? Do I feel depressed? What is it? How would you label in just a few words your current emotional state? All right, so stay there for a second. Now, I want you to make the secondary thought of, do you want to choose to continue to feel that way? Do you want to choose to continue to feel the exact way you're feeling? Now, if you're feeling happy, optimistic, powerful, then yeah, you want to continue to manifest those types of thoughts. So what you will do is you'll then, a great way to, by the way, this is the answer to both states. So if you're in a good emotional state right now and you want to continue to manifest more of that, or if you're in a bad emotional state right now and you want to turn that around, one of the quick, and we're going to talk more about that on the rest of the week, little hacks to make it so that you guys can control your mindset at a higher level at will. Well, one of the easiest hacks is basically to tell yourself five things that you're in appreciation of. If that is a struggle because you've got a really bad mindset, just come up with three. And just remind yourself the gift that life is. Remind yourself how lucky it is to have a family that loves you. Remind yourself of how amazing it is to have a car that you're probably sitting in and listening to us right now in. I mean, you remember when you were a kid before you had a car and you had that first car and how that just was like basically the ticket to freedom? Well, reconnect with those types of emotions. The fact that you're able to listen, the fact that you're able to see, the fact that you're able to breathe, the fact that you're able to create, really, especially in the real estate industry, a life of absolutely positively unlimited experiences, because there is no income cap. Be in appreciation of all that. Hopefully you're in appreciation of Julie and I as your coaches and our coaching staff. Hopefully you're in appreciation of your clients and your appreciation of, you guys get the point. So I'm guessing that all of you, as you were running through in your own mind the things you're in appreciation of, started to shift. Your emotional state started to shift. You see, thoughts that you chose to put in your head are now changing the way you feel. You did that. You didn't have to wait around for somebody else to basically try to make you feel a certain way, or you didn't have to wait around for a certain experience to happen to make you feel a certain way, or a specific substance, you know, alcohol or whatnot, to make you feel a certain way. You could do it with choosing the thoughts that you put in your head and then reinforcing those thoughts. You guys just did that. You just experienced that. That's a summary of the first 4 points that Julie shared with you today. And Julie, I think we have time for one more.
Sure, you got it. So point number five, happy people are not necessarily more talented or naturally skilled than everyone else. They simply find ways to maximize what they are good at and fill in the gaps with targeted education and skill building. So here's your action. What skills do you need to pursue so you can achieve a higher level of happiness? What can you do more of that you're already great at? Well, I mean, again, not to point out the obvious, but that is what coaches do. They help you identify. It's one of the first things that we have our coaches do with our new clients is find out what you're already good at and get you to do more of it, and then identify where the gaps are in your education. Because let's be honest, you know, in real estate, they teach you basically enough to make you dangerous, but not necessarily enough to make a really great living. So a great coach, and we only hire great coaches, will identify whatever you already, you know, decent at or good at or great at, get you to do a lot more of it a lot more consistently, hold you accountable to it, and then find out what it is skill-wise that needs to be, you know, filling in the gaps, get you to do that to take it to the next level. So again, our point is happy people are not necessarily just more talented or naturally skilled. They find ways to maximize what they're good at and fill in the gaps with targeted education, and that is on purpose. They seek it out. So if you're getting confused by any of this, and each and every one of these points is pretty big stuff, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. You're going to have a call with a coach. They'll help you sort out, give you some direction. You'll know what you need to do. So again, Tim, you talked at the top of the call. If you ask people what's their goal, most people will say, I just want to be happy. Well, that sounds simple enough. But we have 25 points just to get started on how to actually get you there. So don't go it alone, right? Ask for help. So I'll do one more point, and then it's time to wrap, I think. Point number
actually,
six.
Actually, I actually have to get to another conference call. So let's hold
sure.
the next point. It'll be a cliffhanger. Oh, my God, point number six, guys. It'll change your life. It is
the best point ever.
Oh,
right.
Julie, you know what? I think I might have you present. Nope, we're going to hold off on presenting this point. It's too good. They have to listen tomorrow.
That's right.
So, guys, listen. This radio show, broadcasting this information to you on a regular basis, would not be possible without sponsors. I mean, duh. You know, stuff costs money. And I'm so grateful and so thankful to our sponsors. And our sponsors are MojoSells.com. And a lot of you guys, it's pretty funny. We've been talking about Mojo now for months, you know, even before they became sponsors. And the feedback we get on MojoSells.com is like, holy crap, I cannot believe this service exists. Guys, I'm not even going to tell you about what it is. I just want you to go to the website and check it out, MojoSells.com. That's Mojo as in M-O-J-O, sells.com. And, of course, our friends at ZBuyers, though I suggest they change their name. It's called ZBuyers, but they will connect you with motivated buyer leads, but they also connect you with motivated seller leads. And that, of course, is our passion, is helping you guys to be great listing agents. So check out our friends over at ZBuyers.com. And we have a new sponsor. Do we have a new sponsor bell we should be ringing right now? New sponsor. And our new sponsor is VTech. And you know what's cool? VTech, and I think I'm going to require all future sponsors to do the same thing, sent us a little gift box when we decided to have them on a radio show. And the thing they sent me was this really bitchin' new phone system. And I thought for sure when I opened the box, it was going to be some ridiculously expensive phone system. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm almost feeling like I should send them flowers thanking them. And then I go online and I find out this ridiculously fancy phone system with all these really cool features. It's only like $150. And you can add other extensions without having a phone line because basically it works off, you know, it's wireless. So the technology is fantastic. And so I immediately installed it in our own office, and it's just so cool. And so a lot of you guys have small to medium-sized businesses, and you really do need to look into the new VTech 4-line phone system that just came out. We're going to be giving you guys more information on that in the next couple days. It's a brand-new product, so cool, so easy to use. I mean, I am not good at setting up technical stuff, but this was sweet because all you literally had to do is plug it to an outlet, which is – that's it. I mean, you only had to plug it into an outlet. In the main phone, you had to plug it into an outlet and obviously plug it into a hard line and up to 4 lines, and then you can set up other extensions, but the other extensions don't need to have phone lines. So you only need to plug it, power it up, and then you're good to go. So cool. You can transfer on hold music. Some of you guys are using third-party services to do all that stuff. Well, you can get it all done now with VTech, and I'm telling you guys, it's – unbelievable value for the money. And of course, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE. 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE is probably the nation's easiest way to generate buyer leads, and it's super cheap. So definitely check out 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE. Those of you guys who are still paying thousands of dollars to the portals for buyer leads, you need to seriously consider 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE because guess what? It's only $35 a month. Seriously. So check it out. So, Julie, anything else you want to pass along to these guys before we wrap up today's radio show?
Take action on this stuff. Every single point had something to do about it so that you don't just say, hey, that was a great radio show, thanks, and go on your merry way. Actually embrace it and improve your lives with this stuff. That's why we're doing this for you. And if you have any questions, you know where to come, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. We don't hide out from our clients and future clients.
Nope.
We are here to help you. So make sure you reach out. We don't know if you need help. If you don't, let us know.
And remember, guys, we're getting to the incredible, unbelievable point number six. I'm telling you, point number six is so good. I bet a lot of you guys will run out and get the point number six as a tattoo. It's that critical. Change your life. So we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
Pressure's on. All
right. This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.